Now, over €65 million in funding has been announced for roads in Kerry. It's part of a €1.5 billion package announced by the Minister for Transport, Dara O'Brien, and Transport Infrastructure Ireland. It includes funding for projects including the development of the Farran Fort Killarney bypass, the works in the Dingle Tralee Road, and the N70 in South Kerry. It is divided into two separate funds. There are £659 million from Exchequer Capital funding alongside £104 million under public-private partnerships and £33 million to local authorities for national road maintenance. The £65 million in funding in Kerry includes more than 33.6 in national roads funding and over £31.3 million in regional roads funding in the county, and £9 million has been allocated for works on the N86 Tralee to Dingle Road, including Ballinasair and Ballygarrett. £6 million for the development of the N22 Farran Fort Killarney bypass, while £4.5 million has been earmarked for the N70 Blackwater Bridge to Sneem Road, £1 million for the N69 Listowel bypass, £2.1 for the Muckross pavement overlay, £1 million for Tralee Northern Relief Road, and almost £1 million for projects in Glenbay as well. With me in the line to talk with this is Minister for State, Department of Agriculture, Michael Healy-Way. Minister Healy-Way, good morning to you. You released a statement yesterday saying this is a result of the work that you've done since you've got into government to get an increase in funding for roads.
Well, Jerry, yes. And just before we start on the roads, I just want 30 seconds to say about SNEs. SNEs and the cuts that were proposed for places like Fuss, ASD, all these other schools around the county. Like in Fuss, we were being cut 4 SNEs, right? And with this situation, I went to government. I said this was wrong. I'm glad that they're stalling now and that there's been a hole put in this. The whole thing is being reviewed again. I'm very grateful to the Minister for Education, Minister Michael Moynihan, and others. And it's just to the parents who have kids who were deemed through psychological assessments and reports that they needed an SNE, and then to hear that they were going to lose them, that was extremely worrying and upsetting. Now, this is not finished. We need to get it sorted. We need to ensure that children who need SNEs are going to have them. And I'm sorry now to throw that in, but I just had to say it.
No, it's fine. It's an important point I was going to raise with you. It doesn't make for good reading in terms of policy development, though, of your government, does it?
No.
I mean, this is badly mishandled and very badly communicated by the coalition.
I would 100% agree in that it is upsetting, because again, you must imagine that you're the parent or the grandparent of a child who needs an SNE, and we need to take care of those people. And I'm just saying it is all being looked at, it's all being reviewed, and was it handled well? In my opinion,
is it being
no,
shelved? Is it too politically toxic? No, we're going to say, oh yeah, we're pausing it, and then it never. No. The changes that probably needed to be made on one level, or the management resources needs to happen, is that being abandoned because the government's afraid?
No, the department is going to look at it and analyse it. And where I want us to get to is where children are, that they need help in their schooling, that they will get it and they will receive it. Because if a child has a diagnosis that they need help, all of a sudden you can say that child doesn't need help. You know? So that's where that situation is. Mm. There's a lot of work to be done in it, but at least it has been paused and the government have acted properly and that they've listened to the concerns from the ground up. And like I say, places like Fuss and all the other schools throughout the country and throughout the county that were being adversely affected, I'm glad that now it has been put on pause and it's back to the drawing board.
Okay, onto the roads. You've said this is all down to you and your brother Danny Healy-Ray.
Well, I've been very fair with you about this. I said at the very beginning of this, 12 months ago, I outlined the priorities that we had for County Kerry, and we were falling behind. And I'll give you examples, because I love other people saying, oh, well, sure, look, that was going to happen anyway. Or, oh, no, it wasn't they did it, it wasn't the Healy Rays, it was us. Well, I'll give you an example. If you talk about the N86, Ballinasair to Ballygarrett, like, that contract has been ready to go since 2022. We all know how long the Killarney bypass was there, and there was nothing for it. Last year, we outlined the priorities that we have. If you look at Blackwater Bridge to Tahala, everybody knows how bad that is. That's a road that I travel every day of the week. Every day that I'm in Kerry, I travel that. And we've €4.5 million now for that. But that's been ready to go since 2023. So if you love other people coming on, and saying, oh yeah, well sure, look, it was going to happen anyway. Well, isn't it an awful coincidence? We sat down, we negotiated, we said what we wanted as prioritised for County Kerry, and now it's coming. And I'm very glad, and I feel very justified in saying it was the Healy Rays in government and the work that we have done which has ensured that our national roads is like 33.6 million, which is 130% of an increase in 12 months. And again, never before since the foundation of the state has a project that's about over half a billion euros. That's the Kerry Cork Economic Corridor. And if you take the N71 Kemer to Banan, the further increase in restoration, because I want to talk about North Kerry, right? Like, there's a 6.4 increase in money for restoration works. So, for example, in North Kerry, the roads programme that's in place by Kerry County Council, you will see roads being done because the funding is increasing, and this could allow us maybe be in a situation that roads that might be next year's programme could actually get done this year, because the moral money will allow us to do this. And again, people that will say, oh, would the funding have come anyway? You know what we got for roads in Kerry when the Greens were in power. We had a minister, and you know that I don't like talking about people when they're not there to defend themselves or when they're gone out of politics. But to be blunt about it, yeah, we had a minister for roads who didn't like building roads. Well, I said a year ago, this government realised the people want tar, and that is what we are going to give them, is tar. And God knows in County Kerry, to be fair to the people driving the roads today, whether it's going to Benan, whether it's in North Kerry, whether it's around the Ring of Kerry, whether it's Carras Éireann, and I'm very glad to be able to say about Carras Éireann, because it really, really is very bad, and the Ring of Kerry itself, the N70, that's going to receive €8.5 million, including €1.5 million for Carras Éireann Town. I mean, that is very serious, because, I mean, if you take the street going through Carras Éireann, it's literally crumbling. It's a shame, and as a public representative, it's a shame on all of us, and I'd be the first person to say that I'm ashamed of it. Like, if you walk through Carras Éireann, if you go around the Ring of Kerry, and if you see the humps and the hollows, to be honest, like, we'll get seasick. And like, it's our responsibility. So, yes, the Healy Rays in government are delivering on our promise. If we weren't, you wouldn't be long telling me, and would be right in telling me, because I said to you last year, I said, the people want tar, so now we're giving the tar, and that's it.
Sure, sure. What about the well, it's been accused that you're saying one thing and the Minister for Transport is saying another on that public transport versus roads debate. He's insisting that it's still a 2-to-1 ratio for public transport. You mentioned the Greens there as well. They might not have delivered roads or as much as you wanted, but they certainly delivered on public transport. The number of buses in this county that bring people to and from people who need it over the last number of years has exponentially increased. Where do you stand on that? Are you saying, you know, I've reversed it, I've gone in, there was too much going on public transport, not enough on roads, it's no more 1-to-1, which is what Roderick O'Gorman is saying. The Minister for Transport is saying, no, we're still spending twice as much on public transport. Where do you stand on that debate?
Well, I'll tell you where I stand. First of all, I want to acknowledge the good work of Minister Dara O'Brien and Minister Sean Kenny, and indeed Minister Jerry Mortimer. Because if you talk about public transport, like, look at the Metrolink, for example. That's the biggest piece of infrastructure in the history of the state. And that is being funded and prioritised by this government, as announced in the National Development Plan. So, who's not listening to that story? Because that's a fact. Do you realise what the metro is costing? But, like, the government will not do what the Green Party did in the past. This government will not leave roads behind. We can do both, and we can strike a balance. But, like, you have to remember, when you were doing the likes of the metro, and when you were doing, what I'd call that big work for public transport, you still can't forget the person driving in north, east, south or west Kerry that's driving on a bad road. Because the person in Ballinskillig is every bit as important as the person in Ballsbridge. They're both taxpayers, and they both deserve respect, and they deserve to put roads underneath
The argument is you have to put the money where the population is at times, and what Roderick O'Gorman is saying is that projects notwithstanding Metro North, whenever that might happen, because it's a long road with a lot of these things, he's saying Dart Southwest, the Finglas Lewis, they've all been pushed out beyond 2030 because the money's going on roads instead, that the government are reneging on their promise of 2-to-1. He's saying, you're saying one thing and Darragh O'Brien is saying another.
Well, I'm going to be having this out with Roger Colgarman in 10 minutes' time on another platform, a public platform. And what I'm going to be saying to him is there was 10 or 11 of the Greens there in the last government. Now there's one. And why is that? Because the people are the bosses. And the bosses are the electorate. The electorate gave the Greens their answer. They saw what the Greens' priorities were. They didn't agree with them. They didn't vote for them. And Roderick made it into the Dáil on his own. He'd fit into a telephone box now. That's the Green Party, a telephone box. So, I mean, their policies and what they want, they got their answer. But at the same time, this government cannot be accused of abandoning public transport, because how in the name of God could they say that? Because Minister Darragh O'Brien has already confirmed that we are continuing to invest in public transport at a level of 2.3-to-1 over roads. Because if you just look at the cost of the metro, could you imagine what the metro is going to cost? If I could bring all that money to County Kerry, I'd tear every road in the county three times. But, like, we have to be balanced about it. We're doing what you're saying. We're investing where the population is. So the public can say we're going all one way. But, you see, too far east is west all the time. And the last time, roads were being starved of funding. And Minister Darragh O'Brien, the Taoiseach, the Tánaiste, everybody in government, everyone that's supporting this government, realises County Kerry was being neglected when it came to funding. And
okay.
It has been neglected.
And this is a correction on that.
And the Killarney bypass on its own, or should I say, our Kerry Cork Economic Corridor link, that's proof of the pudding. There weren't a euro spent in that until the Healy Rays came into government.
You're saying you corrected it. Okay, speaking of the Healy Rays, are you still both supporting this government? The reason I ask is your brother Danny Healy Ray. The reason you're in government is to deliver what you're saying, your priorities for Kerry.
Correct.
But the price of that is to vote with the government. Danny Healy Ray voted twice against the government last week.
Well,
is he still part of the deal?
When it comes to a situation like that, yeah, my brother Danny works very diligently on behalf of the people of Kerry and is an excellent, hard-working politician, as you know. But I'm responsible for myself and what I do. I have a 100% voting record in the government, because when I do a deal, it's an honourable deal, like my late father. Mm. My father never missed a vote, even into his very late years when he was getting tired. He still marched through the lobbies and he supported the government because the government were supporting him. This government is being honourable as far as I'm concerned, whether it's all the different things that are in the programme for government and even outside of it. It's like the SNA issue.
But aren't you a two-for-one deal? Isn't that the whole idea, Minister? Isn't that the whole idea? Two votes for the price of what you're delivering for Kerry.
Correct, but when it comes to an issue, like if Danny votes a certain way, like Danny is a very responsible person and you'll have to talk to him about that, because I suppose at the end of the day...
He believes what he believes, and he voted because he felt he was doing the right thing for Kerry, because there's no problem with that, but he's voting against the coalition. If you were part of a party, he'd lose the party whip. Is it causing any consternation? Have you been contacted by Micheál Martin about it, perhaps, maybe, saying, look, what's going on here? I thought we had a deal. Why is he voting against us?
I'll word it to this way. When I do a deal, when I do an agreement, if I shake hands and if I sell you my car today and if I've offered more for it tomorrow, I'll give it to you because I've our deal done. And that's the way I am, and that's the way my late father was. And Denny is diligent about his voting, but if you want to ask about a specific vote and about why he'd vote somewhere, to be fair to me, you'll have to ask Denny that.
Yeah, but like, I will. But we will indeed. Would you be concerned as part of the overall coalition and the deal you signed that he's voted twice against the government?
Well, the way I'd word it to you is the government are being honourable to the understanding that we had. The level of funding that we are getting for the county and all of the issues, whether it's to do with farming, whether it's to do with roads and infrastructure, and I just wanted to point out, last year we wouldn't have known about the SNE issue, right? And like, when that problem came to light, I went directly because I had full access to the ministers and I said, lads, look at this. This is wrong. We must do something here. And I'm... telling the people in Kerry that having the Healy Rays in that position is good for them. And it is the truth. And I know you'll get people saying, oh, they shouldn't be supporting the government. But sure, if we weren't, we wouldn't be able to deliver to the level of funding that we're delivering. And all I can say is the government are keeping their side of the agreement. They haven't, what I'd call, pulled a fast one or anything like that. They're being very honourable and very straight. And I like it that way. And I'm being straight with them. I have 100% voting record. And I'm voting with them. And we're votable from 2:36 today till 11 o'clock tonight. And I can tell you one thing. If I fell down on the ground with two broken legs, I'll drag myself in and vote. And why? Because I owe it. Because the government have backed Kerry yesterday with the funding that they've given.
Okay.
And I'll keep my part of that bargain no matter what.
Okay. All right. Minister Michael Healy-Ray, thanks for giving us your views on that this morning.